Laurentian University says it is adding 12 limited-term faculty members across multiple academic departments. The roles will support teaching and learning for the upcoming academic year and will extend into the 2023 academic year. The wide range of programs and schools for which faculty members are being sought includes the School of Indigenous Relations, Nursing, School of Liberal Arts, Engineering, Computational Sciences, Business Administration and Library and Archives. As part of plan of arrangement negotiations with the Laurentian University Faculty Association, or LUFA, Laurentian also plans to add 3 new tenure-track faculty members in 2023, with the understanding that LUFA will continue to advocate for increased complement. More than 100 faculty members were terminated at Laurentian last year as part of the university's insolvency restructuring, and another 20 professors have left the university since that time. Laurentian continues to undergo court-supervised restructuring after declaring insolvency in February 2021, and filing for creditor protection under the Company's Creditors Arrangement Act, or CCAA. Laurentian's creditors will vote on the plan of arrangement, in which the university lays out how it plans to pay them back, on September 14. Provided the plan of arrangement is approved, the university expects to seek a court motion to exit insolvency on October 5. This investment into our teaching and learning capacity will undoubtedly improve the student experience, said Jeff Bangs, chair of Laurentian University's Board of Governors, in a press release. Students will continue to have the opportunity to learn directly from their professors through personalized learning. The university said in a press release that staff and faculty are eager to welcome back students for orientation activities, beginning on September 1, as well as for the first official day of classes, September 7. A full list of faculty positions that are currently open can be found on Laurentian's website.